So the bra is 100 years old this month. Big deal. Some of mine look that old. Some of it's my own fault. I put them in the dryer even though the tags say not to. But mostly they look old because they are. And that's because shopping for new ones is such a nightmare. You go into the store looking for the same bra you bought the last time because that one fit. But they never have it. It's out of stock, or they stopped making it, or the company went out of business. So you start poking around the 18 different racks of bras, and you try some on, and none of them fit right. I was complaining to a friend about it last night. What, he said? You have to try them on? Well, you do. Like snowflakes, no two breasts are exactly the same, and for reasons that are harder to figure, no two bras fit exactly the same way either. Sizes are no help. You can try on a 36C that's too small and a 34B that's too big, even though it ought to be the other way around. So you start looking for the 36Bs and 34Cs, which either you can't find any of, because they're the popular sizes, or else they don't fit either, so you try 10 more. You can't do this on your lunch hour, because you have to try on 47 different ones to find one that's halfway right. But you can't take all 47 into the dressing room at once, or the sales lady will think you're stealing them. She probably thinks so anyway from the way she's looking at you. I don't know why. Who'd want 47 bras that don't fit? You keep trying on bras that don't fit and then getting dressed and going back out to get more. And eventually, you do find one that fits right, only it's purple or something. So you go out to the racks one more time, and if you're really lucky, you finally track down the same bra in the same size in white. But get this. Even though it's the same bra and it says it's the same size, the white one is too big. The people who make bras are good at things like lace and uplift, but precision is not one of their strong points. Look at it this way. They could be making airplanes instead of bras, in which case you'd be scattered all over Iowa in tiny little pieces, instead of just going crazy in a department store dressing room. It used to be worse. My mother bought me my first bra when I was in 8th or 9th grade. The sales lady, a large, fierce woman with a measuring tape around her neck, measured me in different places and then made me put this bra on right in front of her, which was awful enough. But the bra itself was worse. This was before spandex, so it was all cotton, with no stretch, which meant you couldn't breathe in it. It had cotton straps and two little cotton cones like Dixie cups, each one stitched around in concentric circles with cotton thread. The first time I washed it, the thread shrunk and the cups didn't, which made them all crinkly and horrible. I think I've had a grudge against bras ever since. I have friends who don't wear them. They quit in the early 1970s when it was the politically correct thing to do. They're comfortable, but they're always being misunderstood. Because now, most people think women who don't wear bras are trying to be sexy. So here they are, not wearing bras because they still think of them as symbols of oppression. And what they get is guys leering at them on the street and hard hats making slurping noises when they walk by and yelling things. I can't face it myself. Which is why I'm still in here in this oppressive closet of a dressing room, trying to remember which one of these last 7 bras came the closest. And trying to avoid facing the fact that I'm going to have to try them on all over again.